I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Sound check.
Okay, wait. Sound check. Sound check.
Check, 1, 2. Listen to me.
Wow.
See, I was going to get a little army thing like that and then get like...
What army thing?
I was going to get the arm for the microphone and then
the
I was going to get...
military fatigues that I have supporting my microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a Marine who stands here and waits.
Just sits here
microphone.
Holding my microphone.
Whenever
you're ready. Yep. Just peeling scabs off of my back.
Gross. No, you're peeling business
that's
cards
what that sound
off
is.
Of your 3D printer.
Why would you do? Who would 3D print cards?
Yeah, stop peeling off your weird scabs.
Just gigantic back skin
like
slabs.
Cards.
They're pretty attractive for skin grafts.
These are pretty fun.
Opposite of it. Ow.
They're warm.
Yeah, it's from
these
the sun.
Are so fresh.
Yeah, well, this one is
fresh from the sun.
That's right. The son of John
Helix
Emery.
Helix has put on some weight. Bjork.
He's hovering around fat.
It's funny. It's just like him walking away. It's a little plumper.
He's a fat cat.
He's got a little more swag.
When he sits down and looks at you, he kind of like, it's like a furry bowling pin.
Yeah.
Staring
and then
at you.
His cheeks kind of...
Yeah. He's got the round face. Not the round eye, the round face.
And I know that because I'm right here.
Yes.
Welcome to Indiana.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
Everyone will notice a different, slight audio quality difference and also...
Shut up! Yeah. That was a total dig!
Things happening. Oh, sweet bird! And then a slight audio quality difference. See, this is how it happens in real life. It's just a person in a room. This time it's two people.
That's white.
I don't know if either of these are going to make the cut.
I'm going to show them to the kids.
Well,
Is that where you put your no-nos?
Yeah. I think I'm going to...
Not for public eyes?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with those and not put a lot of these mess-ups into circulation just for...
Not yet. You know. I like this little mess-up box. This looks like...
Oh, that's the third one. See, there's two underneath it.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that's... Oh, yeah, see
you
that?
You these triangle nipples.
It's like a Penrose. Yeah, well, that's what's called a raft, and that's to actually, so I couldn't print that without that, but this is a Penrose triangle or whatever illusion, and the thing is that in experimenting, these are actually, these are the marker color changes, wherever those markers are.
Oh, the ones where you
there
use the
are.
Markers I bought you?
Yeah. Yeah. To specification, exactly as directed. Hey, I marked the shit out of that filament, but that's colored with those markers, so it was pretty cool. The only issue is that was one of the stupidest things I could have printed in multicolors because it breaks the illusion. It's supposed to look like cubes looking.
Yeah,
but the triangle's totally.
But you have to make some pretty dumb mistakes to get somewhere, so.
Yeah.
And you make most of them.
Yeah, so. I'll make several dumb mistakes in one, so I'll compound them and people can come, and once again, like an owl pellet,
just
sort of
look
at them.
Yeah, they can just come look at these boxes.
Yeah, the boxes of mistakes. And I'll vomit a little bit into these too, to make them into like human pellets.
Boxes of mistakes. Whoa, is that Helix? He's put on some weight too.
Oh, he hasn't. You just think everybody
That's
looks
so,
fat.
No, they're getting fat, and you know what? Guess what?
What?
Here's the caveat. I love it. Look, he just gave me the butt shove. That was cute. He's showing all the cute. He did the stretch where he's like, my ass.
Yeah. they've been practicing.
Oh, cats.
Yep. A calf.
There's someone here to show off to. It's not grandma or grandpa.
Nope.
Or dad.
Nope. Not that guy
or
who ignores
weed guy.
Us constantly. No, you should see Bjork's guy. Yeah. The dad in a hat. Basically, he's like... you should see, I'll be sitting here and Bjork will just come up and like actually like just pound his front paws against my leg and then like bounce away. That's his way of getting my attention. He doesn't meow so much, but it'll just be like dunk and it'll just sort of step away and I go.
That's
like,
adorable.
Hey, so I'll be sitting here now and I'll just feel a little like little tap. I'm gonna turn the gain on the mic down a little bit. I'm seeing some clipping here.
Woo!
Seeing some clipping. But yeah, no, and then Helix will just meow.
Meelix will
meow. Meelix will meow.
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 Yeah.
Is that maybe that's like Asian cats are like meow.
Yeah.
No M's. They're like meow.
Oh, that's the right amount of racist for this podcast.
Thank you. Yeah,
we landed. That's
I think I came in really easy on that.
That's like a touchdown. Yeah.
One didn't even hurt.
Yeah. No. That's when you don't feel the tires touch the runway.
Yeah.
You know when they're like when everybody agrees to clap when you land and it's just like oh my goodness.
Thank you.
It was like landing on a cloud. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then Morgan, what's his name? Is it Morgan Freeman?
Probably him.
No, Denzel Washington is what I meant. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan stumbles out, played by Denzel Washington. Jackie Chan as Michael Jordan, played by Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman. Denzel Washington staggers drunkenly out of the cockpit, and you're like, hey, you know what? That's functioning alcoholism. That's my kids. And this is not. That is why Dada does not
fly. This is what happens when you don't drink.
And you are not my kids. And you are actually an adult lady.
Look, I made a little triangle. That's for you.
Oh, you broke it. That's kind of cool. No, you can take those off. I was just too lazy.
Oh, I was going to say, holy crap, this is like the discard bin. I know.
Yeah, no, I was being
an asshole. That.
Well,
oh my god, you broke all the wrong things.
Yeah, these are not supposed to be super attached, so they should pop off relatively easy. That's why they're wrapped.
Pop off.
Pop off, you asshole. Triangular ass.
We almost did it.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but triangle. There you go.
Triangle.
They don't have that in Zelda.
Oh, nope. That's more outer space.
No.
Or I think some that weird, weird porn.
That is being invented in a cave somewhere by the next Iron Man.
I don't feel shame for people who like it in the butt. It's just not for me.
Anyway.
They can do what they want if they like that.
Sure, more for them. That is a mess. In many cases, that phrase is abused. Like if somebody says, you know, I'm a vegetarian, it's like, well, more meat for me. It's like, no.
No.
You would have eaten the same amount. Don't be an asshole.
Don't do that.
Stop it.
Fine. Like that whole joke, like if a vegan CrossFitter walks into a bar, which one do they tell you first?
Yeah.
That's funny. It's true.
Yeah, it's funny because it's not. Not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
Don't be like that.
Not laughing.
So, it was really fun to walk in and see you printing your business cards, not scabs on your back.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm
doing. They're really cool.
They're pretty cool. Here, there's some old ones.
I mean, how smart is that? Like, you don't get business cards for what you do. Because what you do, you make them. That's smart.
I got a printer here. I should print some business cards.
We could call you Vistaprint, you know.
I could be Vistaprint. I'll have to go knock off those guys who are already called that.
Yep. They're kind of just a startup.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
You can probably get it.
No, the fact that both of us recognize that cultural reference indicates that they're nothing.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Nobody even knows.
Yep.
They're, like I said, startup.
Okay, yeah, no. we'll crush them. We will crush them. First, we will rock them, playing that song, and then we'll crush them.
We will crush you.
Yes, I must break you. Reading all the Star Wars.
Ooh, ha! You're the one eating during a sip.
Not crunching.
Not
though.
I.
It's a different
it's
kind.
It's just chewing.
Mm.
Just chewing on my scabs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's how you keep it healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you heal faster.
Mm-hmm.
You chew on your scabs.
You eat scabs.
So hard to even say it, even though it's like not even real. I love that you have more mistakes under here. That's fun. Like boxes of mistakes. That'd be fun to just, you know, make other stuff with your mistakes. Make lemonade out of your filament.
Mm-hmm.
Foam filament. These look like this could hold, like, this would be a really cute design to
ice
hold
cube tray.
Eggs. You know how they have the little... It'd be fun to make this instead.
But and when you eat all your eggs, your mind gets blown.
Yeah, because then you're like, whoa, it's a puzzle. What is it? Why is it jumping out at me?
How am I looking
all directions?
At this right now?
Yeah.
My eyes. I'm going to have them surgically removed because I can't stand this.
That would be fun.
Mm.
Not to surgically
and replace
have
with
them.
Eagle eyes. Not just two, several in each socket.
You can have as many as you want.
Like Pez.
Once you're doing a replacement. At that point,
I would
you
have
to
like
choose your numbers.
Eyes like shark teeth. And I would say, load me up some surprises. Put some alligator eyes in there.
Oh, yeah, because it's all a matter of, like, size and how many you can fit. And it doesn't
exactly.
have to be the same balance on each side.
Exactly.
Either.
Imagine how many fly eyeballs you could fit
Whoa.
Into your eyeball and how many eyeballs they have on their eyeballs. It would be so many eyeballs.
And you don't even have to connect them because you can't see. You just put them in there. Put them in the sockets.
It's mostly for aesthetics, but we're working on, you know, hooking at least a couple of them up. We don't really know what flies see.
Just rewire a few things.
For all we know, flies are guessing anyway. Have you ever seen a fly fly? It looks like they're guessing.
Well, and then they poop when they land. And yeah. That to me, every time they land, I'm like, shit.
Not only is that incompetent, it's incontinent.
It is.
It's both.
I don't think that... Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't think they... I think they do know what they're doing, but some of them are like, I didn't mean to. Oh, yeah. They can't say sorry because like, we
Do you think that there's one fly that gets shamed because he doesn't shit himself every time he lands? Yeah. Like the same way
he's
that...
He's the outcast.
It's like...
Oh, gross. Tony, you don't even shit yourself every time you land. I can't believe it.
Yeah, what do you even do?
Oh, gross.
What
That's nasty.
What do you do when you land?
No wonder you don't have a girl fly. A fly girl. A holler back girl.
Guys, we're just friends.
Yeah, we're just friends. Yeah, we're not flying around randomly.
We're not flying together.
No, it's not what's happening.
Flies who fly together are probably also...
Do you know what else
is not happening, segue? Is Hillary Clinton is not being charged with anything. And now there's a whole bunch of little mini lawsuits and investigations showing up. It's like, gosh, God, like I think the GOP.
It's pretty
And
great.
Then like another agency that actually put their investigation on hold while the
FBI... I thought
FBI,
everything would just die away and be
yeah,
fine.
Sure, no one would have any... Like as soon as the FBI comes out and says, hey guys, don't worry about it, then everyone's like, oh, okay, 4th of July.
I don't have to worry about my stuff too, right?
Well,
like
I mean,
my emails? I just didn't know no better.
Yeah, exactly. My thing was like, you know, can I call the IRS? And it was like, sorry, like I didn't know. So, is it
what
cool?
What are you going to charge me?
I mean, that is what's bizarre about it, is that seems to be, and everyone's kind of rightfully, I don't know how you could not be suspect about this, where basically they said, yeah, you know, maybe she leaked some stuff, but, you know, she didn't mean no harm. She was just, you know, hanging out. Sending emails.
Oops, I accidentally sent a picture of my tit.
Oh, Osiris Saddam.
Hillary.
Well, go kill him, because he has that picture.
Oops.
Yeah.
My bad. She doesn't look or stink like a sinister person whatsoever.
No, that Bill Clinton meeting with that lady, and then just all of it together, and then you think, like, nothing about this helps the image of this campaign. And
of America?
I find myself sad when I'm on the side of a GOP inquiry into a Democratic presidential nominee.
How did I find myself here?
How
did I get in this box? Okay, so it says, if Trump and Hillary are stranded on a boat in the middle of the ocean, who survives? The answer is America. America survives. They need to go on the middle of the ocean and get
question.
Lost.
That it works. Yes, I would like that.
Wouldn't that be a better solution for everyone?
Yes.
And then get that guy who used to be an athlete and smokes pot.
The guy with the blade legs, or the guy that's a woman now?
Oh, the people who are running in the independent.
Oh, that guy. Bernie Sanders?
No,
he's going to probably show up in some other party.
Can he?
Maybe.
He should. Yeah. They said tomorrow he'll be endorsing Hillary. I'm like,
No way. Who said that? I don't see that happening.
Headlines.
Every time, I don't know.
You can't lie on the internet.
No, that's true. That's true. That's a fact. That itself, like if I looked on the internet right now, that itself would
no
be,
lies.
No lies.
All truths.
They've all been erased, all of the lies.
Well, Hillary did that.
Yes.
And the FBI.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, FBI.
Single-handedly.
For
Thank
cleansing
you.
The truth of all facts.
Thank you
that's
for
a,
cleansing the blood.
That's a realization I came to, though, talking when you try to argue with Trump people, stay away from facts. That's something I've started to do.
Oh, for
you
sure.
Really,
no, but like actually.
But then if they ever call you on it, it's just like, but no, look at your man in charge. He very much strays away from facts also. It's like, point to facts that he says, please. Just point to some facts.
Or where he didn't say a fact, but was the opposite of something he just said like hours ago.
Or wasn't proven to be woefully inaccurate right afterward. Like, there are literally, like, wrong fact counts after Trump speeches now. Like, he had 106.
Yeah.
106, not, like, lies.
That's actually not even true. Okay.
Yeah, that, like, just things that he said that he made up or he thinks is true and whatever, like, extra parts he sees in between the real people. Like, it's the beautiful mind, but it's like the orange is the new beautiful mind.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah,
right?
It's like Russell Crowe as Donald Trump is Elijah Wood.
I know.
And Jackie Chan.
It's like the inception of people. It's like,
yeah.
No.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't do that.
Narrating. the inside of this head.
Never.
Yeah, he's like I recently put it on the Twitter sphere. He's mm-hmm. the even on Halloween I haven't seen a more angry pumpkin, a more hate filled pumpkin
than Donald Trump. He's so angry. He's like a jack off o' lantern.
Yeah, no.
I hate him.
He does. He is.
Well, that. He, something the other day, it was like a headline, it said...
Yeah, that Jewish star over the money and everything. Aww. Even Dad, did you hear him the other day?
No.
At lunch, or it was at lunch, he was like, or no, I guess it was in his office, even he, I hadn't even seen it yet, but he was like, ah, it's just, it's a symbol. And I love how, I love the apologist. Yeah, it's just, it's a six-pointed star above a bunch of money with a crack about Jews. Like,
it's funny.
It's like a coincidence.
It's so funny. And then we laugh.
Yeah, and then it's replaced with a circle because we're not, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of except that we're covering it up.
Don't look exactly at it.
Don't. Just, it's your fault for looking at things.
Well, there was a headline the other day showing a picture of Ivanka and her, you know, adamantly denying that her father, you know, saying, claiming her father's a feminist. And I'm like,
oh my.
Which is funny. But also, Jesus, I'm like, maybe he is the most feminist because here's the deal. He calls men and women and anyone by anything terrible. So he's not being chivalrous by any means.
I would call that a humanist or an anti-humanist or something like inflammable or flammable, I guess.
He's
don't
very flammable.
I get
that hair does not stay up by itself.
Yeah, there's no way. He has a team of employees constantly holding it up. You can't see because they're emaciated. He keeps them thin,
well,
so
he
can't
pay
see
them.
It. Yeah, doesn't pay up.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Trump is shockingly outrageous, and it's weird that he has like any support, let alone majority.
But he has so much
of the Republican Party, and it's like, and then you see folks like, you know, everyday average Republicans, family members, and people who still... I see Trump signs in yards when I go to
pizza.
Yeah,
in actual yards of real people.
And it's just like, my word, like, you must...
I'm going to drop your pizza here.
I'm just going to... I'm going to actually try to take an appreciative look at that and be like, you must be really hard at work somewhere and not paying a damn bit of attention to politics because...
Or someone just put that in your yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just too busy to bother with
it.
So
you work so hard about it.
That's the only way I will respect this person. But if they have actually, like looked into politics and made the decision to put a sign that basically reads retard on it in their front yard, then, What is... Are we going to be offended if we reappropriate the word retard to be, like, a Trump-like person? Can we do that?
Yeah, let's take it away from this.
Then maybe all you retards will stop being so offended. Jeez.
Because it's not about them.
So retarded. It's not
look
about
at this
you.
Hilarious picture.
Oh. Ha.
Hillary Trump.
Yeah.
No thanks, but nope. It actually does. That poor lady.
Yeah.
That's how she actually looks.
Funny seeing a Republican friend of mine post a meme saying something about, I don't know, Bernie supporters not... voting for Hillary and something because, like, way to support your party. It's like, that's the point. Does anybody get that? We're not party followers. Like,
no.
We're here for a candidate. Most of us aren't Democrats. That's
yeah,
just what we're
no,
closest
not at
to.
All. Yeah.
Like, we're independents that are, you know, what democracy looks like, what left looks like. This is my point. Our politics are so far right that Hillary is left and Donald Trump is center ish.
Yeah.
So Hillary, but Hillary is actually pretty far to the right and Bernie Sanders is not that far left, but in our politics, Bernie Sanders is way left.
The balance
Hillary
is
left.
So off that, like, the new middle meter is like, oh, am I over here? And we're like, no, get back over here.
Yeah.
Get back. Like, if you're actually looking at it.
Mm-hmm. I got a text from somebody.
It was me.
Oh, I don't know why they came through on my computer.
Yeah,
now.
Why did they come through?
They always do. For some reason, just specifically your text.
Mine.
They just come through on my computer and my phone, but I'm like, what? I didn't change anything to make this start happening. Why? Satan, answer me!
I'm talking at you.
Yeah, normally...
I demand you listen.
You can't summon Satan. He just appears in the eyes of a child every now and then. On the playground, as you drive by or walk by, you just for an instant, and then as you look back, the child is playing again, and you wonder, was that Satan? Probably. Most of the time. And cats, 100% of the time, when you look into their eyes, you're gazing into the maw of Satan. Yep. You can call me Beals.
I love that one. Put that link up for that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, put that all up there on the internet. I don't know if it knows about that.
The internet has no idea of Stephen Lynch.
It's not a big truck.
You can call me Heels.
This is the other cube.
Oh, it looks opposite of ours.
It is, and it's got a little water on the condensation.
Is this the same?
Yeah, it's the same size.
No way.
Otherwise,
the white makes it look tiny.
Must be have. Because, yeah.
It's a square again.
If it was different sizes, those parts literally would.
No, they literally wouldn't. That makes sense. But I'm saying it looks smaller. Like, I know what you're saying.
I get it. But I don't believe you at all.
No, I still don't.
I believe that you're a witch.
But this cube is neat.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's so neat.
That's neat.
I like what you've done with the place.
Did you ever look at these Marblocks?
I did. Your newest.
These ones fit together all nice, like, and they're kind of functional.
Clicky.
They're clicky, and that, and I need to just print a bunch more of them, but I'm running out of filament.
Are you going to color any of them?
No.
You going to make them colored?
It's better to print them colored. Oh. Print them colored.
I know. That's what I mean.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to color those, but I will color code the pieces. So now that I've got them pretty well interlocking.
You should
and
do them like neon.
I accidentally snapped one nub off, but
did
that
you?
Seemed like a fluke. I don't know why that happened.
It should be neon. And these edges are sharp as crap.
Your face is sharp as crap.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I work out.
I can smooth these.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm talking like for kids, pushing them together.
I guess. Like, whatever. No, I can
have the kids come over.
Smooth those out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have them come over and then drive them on their skin and be like, all right, massive gash, got it. That's sharp. Now
and
next.
And I colored this one with my blood.
Yeah, that's why it's uneven.
Yeah, these are
Neat. But it's, it's kind of just a prototype. We'll get
that one. Change of direction.
But I could smooth out some
of
these.
It is really
changes.
Neat. I like to see the way the filament came together to create whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, like, look at, like, you can see the bottoms of them. You'll see that it actually...
Look at your bottom.
Those are called overhangs, where the tube, because it actually has to print where there's nothing to print on, so it kind of sticks it to the sides.
That's so cool.
That is a...
That's wild.
Yeah. Gotta watch out for that in the 3D printing world. And if there's something with too severe of an overhang that's absolutely necessary, then you print in support material. Which can either be the same material as your printing material, or in...
Or you can use your sweat.
Yeah, you can use your sweat or coagulated blood.
Yes!
As before. So, that's why
or
the edges of this are sharp,
skin.
So that I can...
Yeah.
Yeah, or scabs.
Yeah, scabs.
This is good.
This is made entirely of my scabs.
Yes. It's mostly scab, a little bit
of I ran out of filament and I needed support.
Just use scabs.
Use scabs.
There's the nub that snapped off.
Oh, no!
But I think for prototypes, though, that's pretty good.
Heck yeah, it's more than someone else has.
Some more of these. I gotta clean them up.
They're
I've been
so
lazy.
They're so cute.
These are the little...
The cutest little... Wait, did you say it already?
Marblocks?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't think it hurts. No, like,
I don't know.
It's probably not a conniving patent lawyer listening to this. And if you are, just don't, okay?
Hey, back up. We obviously have nothing better to do with our time.
Yeah, it's Marblocks spelled F-U-C-N.
Ah!
Yeah.
Can you hand me a red Starburst, please?
There you go.
Thank you.
Welcome. Enjoy. I'm going to...
We can't both chew at the same time because then we can't talk.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, by doing so, you basically told me what to do in the opposite.
You sound like Mom. Oh, you say I can't?
No.
This is the bar we both chew.
No.
Mm-hmm. You can't really talk.
No.
Because Starburst is like a little bit sour. Look in the back. Or like you're forced to drool.
Really? Well.
But because you're drooling, you have to keep your mouth more closed.
I don't get that sourness. I am drooling.
There's a little bit. And there's a little. Did you get a red one?
No.
Oh.
I'm not a follower.
Kind of. Neither of us are.
You know what? What gives me is, like, if you haven't eaten for a while, mm-hmm. and then if you just eat even, like, a sandwich or something, you get that, like, it's like someone shot you in the jaw with an arrow. It's like a jaw
like
freeze. It's not brain freeze, it's face freeze.
Like lockjaw.
Yeah.
Like, when I chew gum for a really long time, and then later,
I'm like, wow, what the heck? What did I do?
Oh, pardon me.
Don't actually fart near me.
I just farted.
That's so gross.
I'm sorry.
I think there won't already smell like Starburst. Now it's just going to be gross.
It's just going to smell like rainbows.
Nope. Taste the rainbow.
I was eating rainbows
Your
earlier.
Your cats have to chew on those farts later. That's not nice.
I am not going to dignify that with a non-response. Those cats shit so heinously. I could just, like, defecate onto them.
This is back at you.
Yeah, that would be, like, you know, a fifth. You know, I admit, shitting on somebody or something is quite an offense, but over the year and a half that we've lived together or so, they have shat up a storm. And just that accrued interest. Shintrist. The less popular sister site to Pinterest.
Oh.
Shitrist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing good on there.
Yeah, also
the, a lot of shit.
The Shitrist, lemon Shitrist Sprite was not popular.
No, it's not, because it's poop.
So they went with citrus instead.
Well,
it was smart.
They had a choice.
I'll give them that. That was probably the right decision.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, not everyone's into poop.
No, but everyone does poop.
There's a lot of stuff in here. They do. Sometimes it's more difficult.
People who don't.
Because sometimes they won't.
That is the top wooden. It's like lay wood, so it's a cheap lay wood. Well, it's got like 20% to 40% wood pulp in it.
Huh. Could you use juice pulp to make filament?
What?
Like the leftover pulp from juicing, like the skins and the.
Why? I don't think that has any structural properties.
It could.
It would just.
You don't know.
It would just attract flies.
Yes.
And stink up your extruder.
Okay.
It would smell like an old sandwich.
Get to the extruder. Why do I keep saying
I don't know. That,
that
doesn't...
Is it from something?
No.
Well, I feel like I think it is.
That's why I'm not echoing that, because it confuses me every time you say it.
Get to the extruder. It's from something.
No, it's not.
I didn't make that.
It's from this episode.
No, I didn't... Ooh,
that's the smaller format.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what confuses me, why the larger format didn't instantly work. Maybe it's because I wasn't
nice
printing
click.
Them in orange. It's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I like that. You should give these to the kids to play with.
Those are not finalized. I need to print more.
Finalized?
Well, I need to.
I thought this was junk.
Well, I don't want things circulating.
Oh, it's not going to circulate. My kids are either going to play with
it
or
kids
throw
keep,
it away.
Yeah, they keep track of everything perfectly.
I do.
Let's just keep these things in the box, and I'll provide them with a set of these when I get these printed in color-coded.
Well, you better.
Because these are the ones that I'm trying to design a fun toy, not crappy toys that don't work exactly. Because there's only
like this click.
There's like three of those like, that work.
Up.
Yeah. They're not going to have a lot of fun
I'm
watching a marble go through like 4 inches of tubing.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. It's just like
done.
Yeah. There's not much to it. So we'll get some more of these printed up.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have these.
Okay.
Have these traxies. I'll be probably driving to Brooklahoma tomorrow. Well, actually.
What?
Oklahoma, not tomorrow. I mean,
yeah, not
well, I'm
tomorrow.
Going to Chicago tomorrow, so that's where I got.
You're
my...
such a traveler now.
But maybe next week.
Oh, I have something for you from mom.
Oh yeah. Oh, I don't accept boo money.
I'm sorry, I didn't have any pockets.
Gay.
It was between my sports bra and my tank top. So
yeah, whatever.
It wasn't actual boo money. It was near boo money.
Yeah, that's like.
And nowhere near nipple.
You can get near beer with near boo money.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it's for.
That's why you put it there. Anyway, there's cash. She said you need cash.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's for incidentals. Yeah, and to pay highway robbers. AKA toll booths.
Oh.
Maybe, if there's any of those. You take a 20?
How about a 50?
Might have to get change for that. But, no, I'm driving to Chicago tomorrow. I'm talking to Dylan. Dylan in no Dylan from the who are the five top rappers in all of the world. Dylan.
What is that from? That's hilarious.
The Chappelle Show.
Oh yeah.
It's like that real world thing or something.
Yes.
Like that, but no, it's Dylan from
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan. I kind of want to make that joke and I want to see how cool he is, and I might make that joke at him because it'll probably be funny.
It might fly, but
he seemed pretty cool-axed. But talked to him on the phone, and then I was saying, like, he was like, what's your address? And like, you want one of those machines right away? I was like, hell yeah, I do. And then I was like, I'll one up you. I'll come there and get it. I'll punch you in the face.
I'm gonna come get it.
Then throw money at you and be like, clean yourself up.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'll be more cordial than that. Jesus. Probably be a little nicer
than that.
That's
not a good greeting. Oh, well. This is why you haven't gotten very far.
Maybe you're right. I doubt it, but I'll give it a shot.
Let's see. Into it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Yeah, when are you going to Smoklahoma?
Well, that's the thing, is I was planning on telling them that I will head that way next week. But I was thinking about integrating a stop by y'all's house.
Yeah, you should.
But you guys won't be there.
We'll be there after the 15th.
Yeah, but I want to go next week and get the machine. So it might not work out. I don't want to wait. I need something. This thing is a pile of poop.
It's a pile of poop.
I'm tired of fiddling with this. I want to be able to at least set a print and it prints properly. Like, I not only have to babysit the first layer, I have to babysit the transition between the first and second.
Is this why you're all stressed? We're like, I can't leave.
Yeah, no, I can't. Like, normally.
Maybe that's what is originally intended, is to trap the user.
Yeah, well, I don't like it. And if it's.
Do you think you've learned enough and a lot from it?
Well, enough to get me going. There's more to learn. There's a lot of the manufacturers, a couple of them I've talked to, they're at different levels of formality, mm-hmm. but most of them are thinking about, talking about, or even doing or implementing service and support procedures. So I think it was Craft Unique, that Dylan in Oklahoma, Craft Unique, they were talking about that, where they have like videos and error codes they'll send out, and like they actually have like a, I don't know if it's certification, but they have sort of a thing where they'll train me on their response.
So you have help.
Yeah, have their help.
You got questions.
Some of the other manufacturers, like Zortrax, they're out of Poland. They are very, they're pretty professional.
Well, with a name like that.
Yeah, with a name like Zortrax. They will confuse
the
shit out of people. Yeah. Is that like the John of Poland? Is your company called John?
Wow, because that's way cooler.
That would be pretty rad. Zortrax. It's like, hey, Zortrax. Yep, Zortrax. Zortrax Johansson. Yep, that's me. not to be confused with Zortrax Fjord. That's him.
Oh, I'm not that guy.
No, I'm not that guy. I'm this guy. I know we look identical because we're both Polish. Blonde.
Giant.
I think that, yeah. Maybe they're not all...
Najee's name.
Oh.
My cat, my naked cat. Najee is naked in Polish.
Oh. I thought that would be like Egyptian or something.
Sure. It's not.
It's not? Ooh. Well, that's a disappointment. That's a real letdown. I'm very sad.
Well, she looks Egyptian.
Maybe that's why. That's enough. Maybe that's why. It's like when somebody doesn't look the ethnicity of their name and that takes over.
Yeah! Like an American name for Asian people. don't point to Ivan.
Don't say Ivan.
Look away.
Now I said it.
No.
I doubt Ivan's gonna listen to this. And if he does,
he's not.
It's all in good fun. Rodney is the other one. Rodney is probably not his name. Rodney and Ivan, these are Chinese men.
They pick some good ones.
I'd like to...
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when they came in, they're like, yeah, that sounds Russian. I'm going to go with that.
I wonder what...
Rodney.
I want to choose, like, a super Chinese-sounding name now.
Is it? And make that my name. Yes!
Like...
Oh, my goodness.
Something like Emery. Super traditional. Yeah, like, super traditional Chinese name than Emery, and that's how I...
Oh,
it's like,
my goodness.
I gotcha. I'm on the same page
Do
as
it.
You fellas.
Do it.
That's probably not wise.
No? I think you should still keep that one on the table.
Yeah, we'll
that
see.
One makes me laugh a lot.
Well, then that's all the profit
and
I get.
And everybody else knows. It started with one guy doing it.
Yeah.
And then another guy did. Like, so well, I'm just telling you.
I've ruined relations with China, but I've set a trend. So that's what's good about that.
We'll get you noticed.
I mean, who wants to be friends with those guys? No, that's
they're
not
so
true.
Useful.
They're flash.
Those they get
are
so much just, done. Who wants
they're
to
the only
with
one
them?
Who I think offers one of these things. This is I forget what it's called, but the Explorer.
It's that, called the Extruder.
Is that two? No. Get to the Extruder. We got it. There's five of them. You get to say it five times. The Explorer is actually I forget what it's called, but it's actually when laser beams are used to
what?
Print it, and it's like. So there's a liquid bath that is the material.
You're gonna burn the building down.
Flood it maybe with science. like a bunch of smoke.
Oh, an understanding.
And like, yeah, like it's your.
Who blinded me with science?
Yeah, don't let it touch any of your bare skin. That is corrosive. That is melting through your shoes.
I know it looks fun.
Yeah. No, but it shoots lasers at a thing that is, like, there's one layer where there's a chemical reaction happening, and as the lasers hit it, it pulls it up out of it, and it creates seamless,
stop.
Models. That's what that thing does.
That kind of science?
That's why it looks really creepy.
That's amazing.
Because it does it that way. I would like, I think that thing costs, like, $4,000. I want to get one.
You should get one.
Yeah, I should get one.
I think more people need that.
Well, a lot of, more people need lasers... And
corrosive liquids. Yeah,
corrosive liquids and lasers. I doubt it's actually. It's probably.
No, I know. It's probably fine.
Melted plastic. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you should find out before you start wanting things now.
Let's just like haul a bunch of them over. I don't know what this liquid is. I got a bunch of it.
Is this toxic? I'm pouring it out the back.
Is this too much? All right, I'll dump some out. Bring some. All
right. Don't ingest. I think it says that on the side.
Well, maybe that means do.
Yeah, in your world.
I take that as a challenge. Yeah. Once again, I am easy to challenge. I am mentally challengeable.
That's so true.
I can be mentally challenged.
I want a woman who mentally challenges me.
Yes. I'm looking for a mental...
You actually are!
Yeah, a mentally challenged woman.
I'm glad you have a vagina, but I want a mentally...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think they've caught on now.
Yeah, I think
and I think they're turning away.
No.
Nope.
Turning their ears.
But that's funny. Like, if you actually follow us and listen to us, some of the stuff really isn't offensive because it sounds like what you think it is. But then when you listen, you're like, oh, that's not.
So
that.
You're the one.
As long as you have the
offensive.
Origin, yeah.
The person, the listener is
the listener, yeah. Like,
by being offended, you've offended us. So I hope you know that.
Royally offended.
Because then you just don't understand where we're coming from.
You just don't, like, get us.
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
I'm going to my room, and I'm going to listen to
I'll take chocolate
Soundgarden
in my room.
I'm going to grow my Soundgarden.
Do you use water?
Is that water or leftover beer to water your Soundgarden? Is leftover beer. Oh, specifically leftover. You can't just buy beer. You have to find it.
Well, it's like Mom. She's like... I guess Dad asked her to ask me. They have an evergreen that I guess they don't want or don't need, and they asked if we wanted it.
Mm.
And I was like, because we just had a tree removed because of storm damage. And they're like, oh, you could decorate it.
Where do they have an evergreen?
I don't know. Anyway, I was like, well, yeah, sure, I can kill anything.
Yeah.
Because we can't keep anything
alive. We'll make sure to give it a nice, slow, painful death. Or it'll be swooped
just
up by
like
a hawk.
Screams into
one
the ground.
Or the other. You just see your tree getting carried away by a hawk screaming. The hawk is screaming. The tree is is dignified and silent.
Nope. Well, I won't make a sound.
I will not give you the dignity
satisfaction.
Of screaming. You will not know that I...
I made up a business the other day name using a pun.
Okay.
I tapped into my inner Our Father.
Mm.
And I want to start... a fashion or like something in the industry for clothing and call it Satisfashion.
We check to see if someone's done that.
No.
Okay, well, I want to crush
I should before we publish it.
Probably.
Okay, because how good is that? Satisfashion.
I mean, I
that's
guess.
That's amazing.
It sounds like
it sounds like you have a speech impediment,
like,
and that's amazing.
like a frappe that you'd get, like mm-hmm. how you'd feel at, like if you got just like the perfect
mm-hmm.
coffee, iced
mm-hmm.
coffee, drink,
mm-hmm.
beverage. He'd be satisfied.
Satisfied. I got
that
some German.
Pretty German. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Satisfaction.
Maybe I have some, you know, some German things that they wear.
Yes, maybe some shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Some military
well,
decorations.
Maybe some, they could have some sort of a clog or something, maybe.
Some clogs.
What's this, the suspenders?
Bayonets.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Little tiny mustaches.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it goes with the outfit.
Yes. Not, well, just the hair-growing serum to put above the...
No,
so you're actually
just,
growing
just
the mustache.
Yeah, you don't put it on your forehead.
Yeah, don't put it on your forehead.
But what's this called? It's a...
Suspender?
No, it's like that, but for the girls.
Schlussel?
Suzanne, she used to wear it. It used to be...
Girdle?
No, it wasn't. Something German.
Footwear.
The Heidelberg.
Hamburger.
They were hamburgers. Yeah.
Hamburger.
It's so helpful.
Losing my accent. What is that thing called?
It.
What is it?
I don't know. Now I really can't think of it.
It's a thing that women wear.
Yes.
Girls.
It's like a corset. and then they have the, like the straps, and then their boobs fall out of it. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a, it's like very cultural for like for the Germans, but I can't think of it.
Garter.
No, it's something else. This isn't that.
Sheep herder.
Yeah, they look like that. You're getting closer. Getting
closer. I have no idea.
Look up the German culture. Just keep talking. I'll find it. Dang it, it's so close on my brain.
It's on the outside of my brain, like the
gremlin. It is. It's like I'm trying to like catch it like a fly.
No, I'm looking out the window nervously at it tearing apart the outside of my brain. I'm like, there's a gremlin. There's something on the wing of my brain.
It's on the outside.
Yeah, it's just on the outside.
I need to get it into the inside.
I don't know about that. I'd rather get it off of my brain.
Oh, they way out for Oktoberfest. Is it called a dirndl? I think it might be a dirndl.
This is like lederhosen?
Originally referred to as a young woman or as a girl, it's used in everyday dress, primarily by older women.
I'm just going to go lederhosen, that's close.
I think it's a dirndl, but that wasn't what I
had. That's a stupid word.
I didn't have that in my head, so it was not. Oh, that. No, that's it. Ah, yeah. It's a dirndl. That's what it was. I did not know. I mean, I did at some point, but not this point.
A dreidel?
That's all I could get! I wish I would have said that. That's funny because I actually had dreidel in my head and that wasn't it. But like,
it's close enough that it makes you look smart.
Smart? I look so smart.
Mm-hmm. What you don't know is that she's wearing glasses, so. The effect is enhanced.
I'm so smart. Well, we have to make sure to say that today is Roscoe's birthday. He is 6 today.
Roscoe
on 7/7.
Amadeus Sparrow.
Roscoe Amadeus.
If you don't know how.
That's me.
Weird. If you don't know how his name is spelled, his last name, it sounds even cooler. Pharaoh.
He is a pharaoh. A mighty king.
Well, I could have
in
a pretty cool
Egypt,
name.
Indiana.
Like, I don't know if I could be like Fauntleroy Laser Diamond Speed Skate Emery would be like the only cooler name than that.
Zontrax or whatever.
Zortrax Poland Emery. And now are you just using words for names now?
You
no.
Gotta find you a Chinese name.
White.
That's still on the agenda.
White 1 kilogram Indy in Emery, Indiana Emery.
What? White does have to be somewhere in the name for you. And then when you show the we could find you some sort of like a stealth name, like something that means bearded white man, Emery. And then it could be Google Translate.
Emery Beard. Is that Emery Board?
That's funny.
Yeah, that's what we'll go with.
You could exfoliate some lady's face when you're making out with her.
Yeah, there's sandpaper integrated right into my beard.
Yeah, it is. It is its own sandpaper.
That's what it is. It's sandpaper. Paper from the sand. Do you think...
When you sweat, does that bother you?
When you there's nothing but sandpaper in the desert, right? You know, like all the paper's probably got some sand on it, so you're like...
Ew, you got sand in your vagina. Quit getting mad about everything. But seriously, when you sweat, like I like a lot of soccer players are wearing beards now.
Yeah.
They just put them on.
Just wearing them. Yeah, it's a stick-on beard. It's part of the uniform. It's actually attached to the shirt. It's weird the
what
way it works.
What you didn't
but,
know.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you sweat, does that get so itchy? Mm-mm. I feel like it would.
Your
face pubes.
It becomes lubricated and acts like a knife cutting through the air. Yeah, a pube knife. Not like...
Ew!
Not the pube knife of the
Not
of
what
lore.
You hope for.
No, not what everybody's got in their pencil drawer in their desks at work. A pube knife. I mean, you've all got that, right?
Everybody has.
Everybody's got that. It's to open letters and do other things.
And other things,
let me get out my let me get out my heated pube knife.
Oh,
you just heat it.
I cut bread with it.
So yeah. Mine actually has an 8-inch screen on it. It's the new model with the 8-inch screen. Oh, my word, that's amazing.
This is elaborate.
Oh, it's a pretty big knife.
Compared to...
Oops.
Oh my god! Turn... So, why? You could have been sitting the other way. That's so gross. I don't want to chew on your farts.
Why are you chewing?
That's what they sound like. They sound like you could chew. And
like
so
a granola
gross.
Bar.
Yes! Oh, that's like why they played a game called Bean Boozled, and they use jelly beans, and they're all black, and you spin, and you have to guess which one, but some of them taste like barf, Some of them taste like, some of them could be good, but some of them taste like really terrible things, and they got through it.
Terrible things. Things that'll scar you forever.
It sounds like a great game. It's like, Wyatt goes, do you want to see the bowl when we're done? It's pretty gross. And it was just all their spit and water and these chewed up jelly beans because they had to spit them out.
And then Everett in the corner just like weeping, shaking and crying.
Yeah.
And
it's
like,
oh, yeah.
I got the human blood one.
I know. Human blood. Gross. It tastes so metallic.
Ugh. It's rusty. Yeah. Well, good for them. That's what kids are doing.
Try that game.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was not there.
Yeah, put those beans in your pipe and smoke it. Magic beans.
Magic beans.
Smoke them weed flavored bean and you'll be all right. What? All right. Well, we're up to 40.
Yeah, sure.
1,000.
I think they're tired of us.
This is a, we beat the high score. I'm going to get higher though. Once I shut off the mic.
Yes.
I bet I can get higher. I bet I can get higher.
I bet you can.
I can and will. In 3.
Challenge accepted.
2, 4, 8, 1.
You're the one who clicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't click.
Ah, yay! It wasn't my fault this time.
It's... Yes!